Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. There are increasing signs that pro-Palestinian protests that have rocked U.S. college campuses are coming to something of a head after students at Columbia University in New York smashed windows and took over Hamilton Hall for the first time since the 1960s. University officials are ordering students to leave. NPR's Brian Mann is there.
The students say they're not going to leave unless the school agrees to their demand that they divest from companies doing business in Israel. Campus officials say they're not going to agree to that. They say that students who aren't leaving the campus are going to be suspended. And they say that those students inside Hamilton Hall who've escalated this crisis, they say they now face expulsion.
NPR's Brian Mann, there is a growing police presence on the campus this evening. Students at Brown University meanwhile have agreed to end the pro-Palestinian encampment they began last week. Olivia Eberts from Rhode Island member station The Public's Radio has details.
Low-key, I think I'm going to start putting sleeping pads over here.
That's the sound of students packing up their camping equipment at Brown University's main green. The students agreed to take down their tents and leave the encampment. And in exchange, their school's governing body has agreed to vote on a divestment proposal. Israeli-American senior Rita Feder calls this vote a huge win.
This is a historic move to change the American narrative around what is appropriate regarding Israel-Palestine.
The students have been asking their university to divest from companies they say profit from human rights abuses in the Palestinian territories. The Brown Corporation Board is set to vote on the measure in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Eberts in Providence.
Former President Donald Trump has been spending a lot of time in a Manhattan courtroom where he's being tried on charges he falsified business records in a hush money case. But Trump recently granted a wide-ranging interview with Time magazine, in which the presumptive GOP presidential nominee talked about what a second term might look like. Time's national politics editor Eric Cortellesa conducted the interview.
Trump has embarked on a very strategic and coordinated effort to remove many of the guardrails that persisted throughout his first term, right? He has tried to clear out of Congress members of his own party. If he comes into office with GOP majorities in the House and Senate, they will be replete with MAGA diehards who are prepared to rubber stamp his legislative agenda and approve his cabinets.
Trump talked about using the military to deal with those in the country illegally and allowing states to oversee all aspects of abortion rights. New Reuters Ipsos poll out today shows President Biden with a small lead over Trump if the election were held today, though the one-point difference between the two is statistically insignificant. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 570 points. The Nasdaq was down 325 points. This is NPR. House Democrats are already saying they have no intention of going along with extreme-right Republicans who might mount an effort to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. The Democrats say they do not intend to repeat an incident where a group of eight GOP lawmakers joined with Democrats to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Johnson's decision to move forward with a recent $95 billion emergency spending package that included money for Ukraine angered some Republicans. Atlanta-based Coca-Cola posted higher-than-expected earnings for the first quarter, topping analyst expectations. As WABE's Marlon Hyde reports, company officials are raising the full-year outlook following revenue growth spurred by a rise in product pricing.
The beverage giant's revenue came in at $11.3 billion, about 3% higher than last year. Coke raised prices and sold more items globally, but in North America, volume remained flat. CEO James Quincy says price hikes will calm down.
Expect to see 2024 being a much more normal year in terms of pricing. In other words, we've largely going to be as it was pre-COVID.
Company officials are optimistic about 2024 as they raise their full-year outlook. They expect sales to continue to grow and drive revenue. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Hyde in Atlanta.
Consumer confidence this month declined for a third straight month as Americans continue to worry about their short-term financial futures. That's according to the business research group, the Conference Board, which says its consumer confidence index fell more than 6 points in April compared to the previous month. The index looks not only at Americans' current assessment of the economy, but also what things may look like 6 months out. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.